Well, that's very tough for each and every one of you. My name here is Anita Cates, and I am in New Jersey. Welcome you to the Master's Call this morning, and we're going to open this call up in prayer so that we can hear the word that's going to come forth. Father God, good morning. We thank you for the day before the Thanksgiving celebration. We thank you that we're going to hear a word that's going to get us through this day, Father, that's going to keep us focused on you, that we will be ministers in the marketplace. Father, we appreciate, we don't take it lightly that we woke up this morning, Father. We don't take it lightly that we are able to get on this call. We have full use of our extremities, Father. We appreciate that you sent your angels of mercy over and kept us over the night. And we are able to wake up and hear your word from the mouthpiece that you have put before us this day. We appreciate that you've seated Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon with the idea of having this call consistently. Father, we appreciate these powerful women of God that you've put before us that have helped us, stretched us, moved us to different positions. Father, we like the idea that you use them as a vessel, Father. So thank you for that, Father. We appreciate the Des De Leon Family and Artists International, the vehicle that we've been able to use to help others, Fathers, so that we can be that which you wish us to be. Father God, we know that you have our best interest in hand, as you say in Jeremiah 29:11. So, Father, just know in our hearts that we are full of love for you. Just so that you know, there is no place for you on this line, Satan. So just relax, have a seat, and you can get a word, too. We seal this prayer in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, family. We welcome you to the Master's Call. My name again is Benita Cates, and I am going to be your host this morning. So just get prepared. This is a telecommunication sanctuary where you're going to hear a word of God, and we just want to make sure you are in a position that you're going to be full and you will sit back, and I'm excited to know that this word is going to be just an awesome word. This call was founded 3 years ago, October 25, 2010, and we just celebrated 3 years, so we are very excited on the Master's Call. Here we just want to wish you the warmest of kingdom's greetings as we begin today. We celebrate the Master on this call, and we gather in the morning to give him reverence, because Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa were two women of God that were seeded the idea. So we appreciate these women, and they have been mentors to so many and stretched us. And Dr. PK is bilingual, and we are so proud of her because she is the ambassador of Artists International. Yes, I said artist. Yes, I said Artists International. Artists International is the vehicle that many of us have joined under, and it's a health and wellness company. So if you want to know more about this, about Artists International, please get back to the person that had you on this call this morning, and they will be more than glad to give you that information. I want to make sure I get all of this in, out of the way, because I'm excited to hear about what's going to come forth from the woman of God. Our scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Because we are live here Monday through Friday, as I said, in 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., depending on your geographical location. It's for me 8 a.m. I'm on the East Coast. And just so that you know, as you're a first-time listener, please write this number down, 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 957-677-POUND. Please share that with someone and be a minister in the marketplace, and go ahead and get a couple of people, or three, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I get three people on the line, and just be a thanksgiving to them and share the number. If you have any prayer requests,
requests or praise reports, please send them to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, it's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You will hear from one of our powerful women. It's either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or you will hear from our Minister of Prayer, Minister Robin Wilson. You can also send a little notice and say, you know what, I'm ready to join them, the family. I'd like to greet. I have a word that I'd like to share. You can send it to that email address, and they will get back to you promptly. We have everything archived at our website, so if you want to hear a word during this season, during any time of day, you want to share something with somebody, please go to our website. It's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Everything is archived there. You can fill yourself up with the word, and, again, you can share that information. I just want to backtrack real quickly because we're all excited. Artists International, there's a huge event happening in January in Texas, and you're going to want to be there. It's the only nugget I'm going to tell you. You're going to hear more about it. There's a huge event with the Kings of Artists, and these are some awesome men that really hold it down, and it's a personal development event that you will walk away. You're going to go in one way, and you're going to come out another, I promise you. So just get prepared. You're going to hear more about that. Immediately after this call is our ambassador's call, and we have been blessed. We heard Dr. PK on the line, and she's in Mexico. She's bilingual. We are proud of her, and Dr. PK manages this call. It is right after this particular one, and it's the ambassador's call. The number is 530-881-1300. The pin is 539598#. I believe I have gotten all of that information out the way because I'm excited to hear what this woman of God is going to bring forth this morning. She's very familiar to many of us, but if you have never heard her speak before, get prepared. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is a mentor to so many of us. She is a woman of God. She is our mother eagle. She is on the call. She is the co-founder of this call. The list of accomplishments, she is so many. But I really want to get out the way because time is of the essence so that you can get the full load of what she's going to share today. Dr. Vanessa, can you come forward with the word?
Yes, I can. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for double duty this morning. I tell you, the Lord will stretch you, Miss Benita. We so appreciate you for greeting God's people and seating them in the sanctuary of the air on the phone lines. We appreciate how you're allowing God to move in you and hosting this call today. We're so glad to hear our co-founder, Ambassador PK Roberts, give us a shout out from Mexico and to the entire GNC family. We wish you a blessed Thanksgiving season. We will be here tomorrow on the day, so encouraging those who won't be working to start out your day in a corporate time of ministry, giving thanks to our Lord of Lords and our King of Kings. I am so excited and humbled whenever I get a chance to step in, substitute in, and minister to God's people on this call. I kind of preach my own self happy on Sunday because we are talking about this being a time of Thanksgiving, and so enjoyed the word even yesterday from Pastor Everett when we talked about an attitude of gratitude. And God has been really dealing with me as we're shifting seasons in our lives. And I'm going to talk briefly this morning about our want ought to line up with the word, our wants. What do you want? What I desire. I want this. I want there. I want to go here. I want to have this. But do your wants line up with the word? And when we have this season of being thankful for what God has given us, you know, the word teaches us to be grateful in all things. like Paul teaches us, to be grateful when you're abounding, when it's going your way and your wants are just popping like popcorn, and even when you're abasing, when you're walking through that valley of the shadow of death, because God is perfecting in us and working through us all things together for our good and for his glory. This morning, when you're doing that attitude of gratitude, are you making sure your wants, your appetite, your desire for things, does it line up with the word? You know, that word, that Bible, that basic instruction before leaving earth. You know, I have a very animated mind, and when I was getting this off the Holy Ghost press of our wants ought to line up with the word, I thought about the World Wide Web, the www that all over the world we hop on, and God dealt with me with the www that we start off with some wants, but do we allow it to be washed and scrubbed and filtered? And so that washing, that process, does it end up lining up with the word? Do our wants, after being washed, line up with the word? Let me give you five principles this morning where it all has to start with the word. The foundation has to be the Bible. So, oops, that means we have to be daily reading our Bible. We have to be daily chewing and meditating, Joshua 1:8, studying the word of God so that we know it for ourselves. We have to be familiar to opening up our ear gate like we're doing this morning and opening up our spirits to allow the word into our heart, because the entrance of the word will bring light into your soul and will bring correction and direction as we go. So first let's talk about when the word is first with our www. Are we secondly willing? And then we'll become a witness. Now, I did a series on this line because I think it was about 2 years ago, God gave it to me in our church, and I had an attitude. I'm going to just be honest. I'm going to be transparent on this pre-Thanksgiving day. Yeah, I had to stay on that series for weeks from Isaiah 1:19. It was simple verse. We say it all the time, but it was a lot of meat on the bones. You know, like we're finna eat our turkey, that drumstick is so good. He had me chewing on it for a while. And that verse simply said, if you are willing and obedient, then you'll eat the fat of the land. And you know, we skirt over there like, yeah, I'm willing and I'm obedient. And God's, I didn't say or. I said willing and obedient. See, that willing part is the attitude. That willing part is our disposition. That willing part is, are we lining up with a spirit of joy, a spirit of peace, a spirit of passionate persistence to be obedient? And, you know, we don't have to get deep on this one. Many times God has told us stuff, and we're like, what? I don't know about that, God. Some of us just get slap dab angry. And we're going to be obedient because we're too afraid of going to hell. We're too afraid of the option. I'm going to say amen or oh me this morning. So I've been saying, well, let me start with me first. Let me stay saved here with me first, where I'm obedient to do some things. Let me be real transparent, like being called in the ministry. That was one of those obedient, but I came kicking and screaming, Jonah and the whale story, to even accept my call and go to seminary. I don't know, God, we got to work out a plan B. You know, I've loved you all my life, Lord. Why I got to stop being a successful engineer, traveling, being a little Miss Buffy, and go back to school? I got 2 degrees. You know, you made me go get that math and engineering degree. Some folks ain't even thought looked that way. Why? I mean, a whole 2 years, every excuse. God, I work in the women's ministry. I'm active. I do outreach. I work in a shelter. Hold up, Holy Ghost, I was not willing. And then finally, when I got that ultimate, it's the last time I'm going to ask you, Vanessa, I obediently went on to school. See, all of us have a place at a point where we didn't want to be willing, but we went on and we're obedient. And that first, when I'm talking about the word, it wouldn't let us go of being willing and obedient, doing a checkup from the neck up, getting your attitude and your mouth in gear to want to do what God said we were doing, and saying, God, give me the joy of the Lord, because you said in Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's why praise is so powerful, because when your flesh is fighting, and all of our flesh does, our flesh ain't never tried to cooperate with most of what God has told us to do. When we praise Him, when we activate the atmosphere, when we anoint even ourselves with the Word of God, the Spirit of the Lord comes in and it changes our mindset. We get a new pair of eyes to see and walk by faith, and now with the Holy Ghost sight. I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. I'm taking a little longer, I'm a little first principle. So start off with your Word and ask God, help me be willing. Help my unbelief. Let me get my attitude right. Let me chew on more word. Get on a word diet. Let me fast from foolishness so that I can go out and be a witness. Because, see, what we are witnessing and how we become a witness, people, somebody's watching how you're handling or not handling the acceptance of your call, acceptance of an assignment God's given you, and acceptance of a posture or position He has you in now. Let your mess be a message to help yourself and others. All right, that's principle number one. Start with the Word. Then we must be willing and then become His witness. Secondly, with the Word, when you finally decide, we're going to be willing, all get ready. The Word will bring in some warfare, spiritual warfare. And that last W, the second principle, is many times you have to wait. See, warfare is when you line up and decide to finally do what God tells you to do, usually all of hell breaks loose. That's when you can kind of tell you're on the right way. That's another W for that warfare. Because before, you were going along with the devil. Y'all were traveling in the same direction. We were cooperating. So there was no friction. But when we decided to say, yes, Lord, in the heavens, when we put on some brakes and decided to turn, repent. You know, repent means turn and go another way. It doesn't mean regret. It means return and go another way and repent in our heart and decide to do it God's way. See, the enemy doesn't fight fair. There's a war going on. Paul talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And that's why you can't waste time warring against people, warring spirits. I always teach this, and I've been teaching it a long time on this line, and it always begs to repeat it. Don't be getting mad at Paul or Kevin or Sharon or Sally. Get mad at the spirit of insecurity. Get mad at the spirit of jealousy. Curse and bind the spirit of hypocrisy. See, go and wrestle against the spirits and speak the deliverance of our own selves. See, sometimes we like to lay hands on our own selves and say, deliver me from me. And go on and fight the good fight of faith. War against your flesh. Romans 7 and Romans 8, the whole chapter. Put your flesh under. Yes, God gave us emotions, will, and an intellect. God gave us the soulish realm. But it must submit to the Spirit of the living God inside of us. So when the war is going on, when our emotions are raging, we've got to invoke the Spirit of God to come in, make our human spirit line up, submit to what does the Word say? What is the will of God? We must take the Word, warfare, and then wait on God to do what He said He's going to do. Our third principle, moving right along. While we're warring, that's what I just said earlier about the Word first, then learn to worship. John 4, verse 24, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And then that last W of the Word and worship, it'll bring about the wisdom of God. Proverbs 4 and 7 talks about it all you're getting. Get understanding, because wisdom, it means Sophia in the Greek. It's the principal thing. See, if you get wisdom, a lot of the dramatic drama, the attacks we often have,
they will fall off. We'll stop being delusionary and stop. We'll stop being deceived, because when we worship God, the blinders on our eyes tend to fall off. And when we were being prejudiced, when we were being in denial, where we were being fearful, and where the enemy was attacking us with doubt, when you open your mouth and start to praise your God, all the legions of heaven, the ministry angels, the heavenly choir, even if you're singing off key, make a joyful noise, it'll show up. And that's where that Isaiah 26:3, the peace of God, which surpasses all of your understanding, that's when it'll show up and come into your hearts and minds. And you'll be sitting there saying, I don't even know why I'm calm in the midst of all this hell. I don't know why I just have a peace, because I know God's got this and he's got me. We're talking about this morning that when you do it, start with the word and you worship your God, and the wisdom of the Lord will guide you, lead you, and direct you. Let's move on to the fourth one. And when we're talking about letting our wants line up with the word of God. Fourthly, we have, starting with the word, then we'll let God take care of the weights of the world. You'll be a weight builder. You'll be in God's gym of faith. And when the cares of the world, the weight, the W-E-I-G-H-T, you know that, when the money is funny, the change is strange. And when relationships, folks trip in, and I don't mean on a triumphal journey, and the weight of the world, when your body is not working like it used to, God will make a way out of no way. He comes that way maker. So starting with the word, the weight, you're going to go through some things. We're going to walk through some valleys. We're going to have fiery darts come at us. But God is a way maker. He makes a way out of no way. I have learned literally in my prayers over the many, many years of my life, I hear myself say, God, with my natural eyes, I don't see how you going to work this out. But I'm going to put on my spiritual safety belt. Oh, yes, yes, I am. I'm going to lock myself in, and I'm letting you guide, because where you God, you will provide. Where you God, you'll make that way out of no way. God, I got my spiritual safety belt on you, and I'm trusting in you. I'm at Proverbs 3:5-6. I'm trusting in the Lord with all of my heart, and I'm leading not on my own understanding. I'm locked in. I'm safe in your arms. And in all my ways, I'm acknowledging you. And I know you're going to direct my path out of this situation, Oh, we're going to let the word activate through affirmations, declarations, and with the weight of the world. And the weight perfects us. I quote this scripture every day over my life in Psalms 138:8. That division of Psalms 138, the 8th verse, says that God will perfect the things that concern me. When the weight of the world comes, when I'm uncomfortable with some decisions I have to make, I'm not understanding, this feels heavy, I feel overwhelmed, oh, I'm going to work my faith muscles, oh, I'm going to get strong, I'm going to have a little Michelle Obama arms, yeah, because my faith has been worked to say, devil, you must have lost your slap damn mind. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All we're talking about, making sure our wants line up with the word. And our last principle, see, when we let the word work, when we start with the word, that second W of our highway to success in Christ is work. Work is not a cuss word. The only place success comes before work is where? In the dictionary. So we start with the word, and then we're going to do the work. We're going to get out there and be the ministers in the marketplace. We're going to get out there and apply ourselves and be about kingdom building. We're going to be out there and be yielded to let God work in us and through us. We're going to do the work. And then that last W of doing the word and work, then the wealth, the wealth of God will show up. Proverbs 10:22, that God causes us to be rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. See, got to understand today that God doesn't mind you having wants. Psalms 37, verse 4. That's what means free spirit, and that's our scripture that says delight yourself. Delight means submit. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires, those wants of your heart. But you got to first submit. You got to make sure submit. What does that mean? Do the word, read the word, eat the word, walk out God's word. So what are our principles in summary? First, we're going to let the word be the foundation. We're going to have a willing heart and become God's witness. Then secondly, we're going to start with the word and be ready. It's a fixed fight to go through the warfare and trust and wait on God. And then thirdly, we're going to start with the word. And as we're a war, we're going to keep worship in our heart because it's going to produce some wisdom in God. And then we're going to let the word let us be those weight builders, and he's going to make a way out of no way. And then when we let the word rest in our heart, we're going to do the work, and we're going to be blessed with a wealth for our children's 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 children. Father, I thank you for this word, that all of our wants will line up with your word this Thanksgiving season. We're thanking you that the word of God is supreme, is preeminent in our lives, in our lifestyle. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Robin. I'm sorry, Miss Benita.
That's quite all right. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I told you that she's going to give it to you. So I want to make, I'm going to come back. Dr. Vanessa, we're going to ask you to come back. Can we bring forth the prayer request, please?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
Loud and clear, Minister Robin.
Father, thank you so much, Lord God, for loving us. Thank you so much for this day. We are grateful to you, and we thank you for the word that has come forward. And, Father, I just ask for each one of us, Lord, just as it was ministered to us, that we are filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom, Lord, and in understanding, so that we're able to walk in a manner that's worthy and pleasing to you, Father, so that we can bear good fruit in every work in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Father, for her being a vessel of honor, sanctified and used for the Master. She's prepared in every good work. And I thank you that she's blessed and highly favored in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you said in your word that all of us who are weary and heavy laden to come to you, you'll give them rest. So I thank you for giving Jason and his family rest, Father, that you give J.B. Rattler and Sandra, who is also still grieving, rest. And you also give the Wells family rest, Father. You said that they don't have to be anxious for anything, Lord, that you are their God. You will strengthen them. You will help them. You will uphold them with your righteous right hand. And, Lord God, we thank you also for Marie Preston's grandbaby, born, blessed, glory to God. We rejoice with her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for fighting the battle for your people, for Malachi, Father, for Mr. Leroy, Father, for Miss Ina, Lord God, and for Willa, Father, for Mrs. Colbert, and for Deborah, Father. We know, Lord, that you told them to just be positioned. Position yourselves, family. Stand still. You're going to see the salvation of the Lord. He is with you. Although in this world you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. He is your God of compassion. He is your healer, Joni. He is a God of mercy, kindness, and love. He sees your tears. He knows your hurts. And God is with you, family, so therefore no one can be against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Benita.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for bringing forth the prayer request.
Let me just share something really quick with you, family.
Just got to make sure you get this awesome information. Here we go. The Kings of Artists. I told you that this is an awesome event coming up at Kings of Artists Empowerment Conference in Houston at the Marriott Hotel at Hobby Airport in Houston, Texas, January 10th through the 12th.
register in your back office today, today, today. Get seated, get that word. You're going to want a Kings of Artists. You're going to hear a lot about that. And the playback for this call this day, live, 712-432-1085, the same pin, 957-677-POUND. Share that word, be a minister in the marketplace. Also, immediately after this call is the ambassador's call, so plug right into that. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. I just want to say have a wonderful day in the Lord today. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We love and appreciate you. And Dr. Vanessa, can you come back with the benediction?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. I just want to add one more announcement. We always want to remember to ask everybody to plug into our 90K in 90 days. We're having those calls nightly at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're encouraging everyone, our artist family, to make sure this is truly a God idea. We've been covering this campaign in prayer. Literally, their number at 7 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time is the same as this one, and the PIN is 926-358-POUND, so 712-432-0075, and the PIN is 926-358-POUND. And Platinum Presidents Bernita Monk and China Bethley have been leading us with others and doing a phenomenal job. And we as a prayer call want to cover them and cover this campaign that's blessing many of us in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the word today. We just thank you for an exciting time of you allowing us to understand the importance of making sure our wants line up with your word. Thank you that we're doing an inventory of our appetite to make sure that this is true in our lives. Line us up that we are willing and obedient to walk out your word in our lives, and our desires, our wants will always glorify you. Now, as we leave this call, the Daddy God, never your presence, be with us, cover us, and let us be grateful as we celebrate Thanksgiving this entire weekend. Let us remember what it's all about. Whether we're abounding or abasing, that we praise and glorify you and thank you for another day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We'll see you all on the ambassador's call. Go out and, as Dr. PK would say, have a super fantastic and I'll say super blessed day. Bye-bye.